All right, Justin Bogle, besides Will Hahn telling us some hilarious stories on Monday Night Show about the time that you spent at LaRocco's, would you like, just before we get too far into it, you can clarify the burpees, the gear, hands blowing up the bike, CrossFit, you can, Godsmack CD, you can clarify all that?
Every single bit of that is true. Okay. Every single bit of it, and more, honestly.
Right, right.
It was a shit show, to put it lightly. Especially me and Will together,
yeah.
And I'm like, right. I might not even have been 18 yet, or just 18, maybe 17, whatever.
Yep.
I was a mess, dude. I showed up there, and Robbie and Ashley had to overnight me, like, electrolyte mix and, like, all that stuff, because I just forgot it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a child. Right. But, yes, we were,
okay.
Bro.
LaRocco, just a hard head.
Oh, dude, just like, you boys need to harden up. Luckily for me, I was still amateur, so yeah. I went home and slept for, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
The other boys had to go race Millville the next weekend.
Yeah.
They were having a harder time.
Right.
But, yes, dude, 100 burpees in full gear, middle of summer, and then straight to your bike for a 30.
That's awesome. Hey, I had you in fantasy today, so I was really paying attention. Good charge in the first moto and second moto. You got a start, which helped you a whole lot. And two good motos, I think. I mean, I think you'll be happy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It's fine. I mean, I tried my best.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm not going to be mad at myself, whatever. First moto, I was a little pissed because I was up in like 7th-ish.
Okay.
And I just went, I blew off the track in the off camber. Just, I guess I forgot which way the track went.
Yeah.
And it was a little slick from the water. So I use that as an excuse, but honestly,
yeah.
I just blew off the track. And it took me a minute to get back on, and I'm way in no man's land from there. So that was a bit of a rough moto. Second moto, I go into the first corner and have to lock the brakes up because Dylan and Cody Schrock
yep.
just annihilated each other in the first corner. So then I'm way back again, and I'm like, well, this is sick. And then, yeah, I mean, I rode pretty good. After the race, though, honestly, shout out to Surratt, bro. I stopped after the race, and I stopped. I said, yo.
Yeah.
Hell of a job today,
yeah,
kid.
8-8 for him, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
You rode so good.
Yeah.
He also let me buy it.
Okay.
But he's a cool kid either way. But he let me buy it, so I was like, yo, shout out for that. But also, hell of a job today.
Right.
Rode awesome. So that was cool. And it was cool seeing, like, you know, my teammate for a day, his excitement for being...
I was going to ask you, did he just pump you with 100 questions? Because he's already not scared to talk. So was it just like 100 questions about everything, the bike and the procedures?
Well, I know Kevin.
Yep.
He was at Robbie's quite a bit
right.
when I was down there, and he knows I'll just tell him to just shut up,
okay,
stop talking.
Yeah.
Like, first moto, I actually slammed him pretty hard when I passed him,
yeah.
And he came back, he's like, dude, was I in the way? Like, was I blocking? And I was like, no, I just had, you know, places to go and people to see. I
yeah,
had stuff
okay.
to do, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I was not going to hang out in 20th. Like,
right.
And he was like, okay, yeah, no, it's all good. I'm like, well, I wasn't trying to, like, take you out, but, like, I don't know, track was
yeah.
slick, I was
right.
going forward.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, Kevin's he's a good kid. I'm happy for him to get the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you always wish for that opportunity, and you don't know really what it's like.
Yeah.
So it's nice that he got to experience it. And, like, okay, was it everything you thought it was?
Right.
You know,
because
yeah. sometimes it isn't. But either way, cool experience. Him being in the semi, he's excited. He was geared up, like, an hour early this morning for practice. I come in, and I'm like, because I'm always, like,
yeah.
latest possible.
Right.
And I was like... It's me, Burner. Of course I'm still
yeah,
talking.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, yo, am I late for practice? And they're like, no, dude, you got like 40 minutes. I was like, okay,
right.
we're good. But yeah, no, it was a fun
so
day.
When A-Ray got the fill-in ride at Yamaha, he just took everything out of the truck when he left for the last time because he knew he'd never come back. All the casual, all the gear, all the boot, you know, everything. Was Moran's, was he calling out a bunch of shit?
No, he
okay.
wasn't,
right.
you know, but that does sound like A-Ray,
yeah.
so that makes sense. But
right.
no, Kevin was respectful. He was,
okay.
he was excited,
right.
but yeah, he was respectful.
Not a fun hang town. This track's usually pretty good. We're here much later in the year. It's hotter. It's drier. Didn't look like a great track. They threw water down. That made it not fun. Yeah, not a great track prep today, but again, maybe just for the time of year we are, and again, they have fires and they got shit going on.
Yeah, they had a lot going on. I mean,
right.
we weren't even sure if we were racing here.
Yep.
But I didn't mind it, really. Okay. I think all the water I didn't like,
yeah.
it was a little bit sketchy.
Right.
I got a couple moments, dude. Like, obviously, I blew off the track first
right.
moto. Second moto, I was... in 20th, whatever, just getting squirrely.
Yeah.
Me and some kid, I don't even know who it was, some dude, we got together and just he went down and I didn't. I was turned around, which I'm like, bro, calm it down. What are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it was a little dicey for sure. But
right.
I don't know, man. For me, it was tough because the track was real choppy and I hurt my ribs last week
yeah.
and I didn't ride last week at all after Paula. I was struggling a little bit and I had to just like chew on a stick and man up today a little bit, you know? So. All the chop in those ruts wasn't that fun,
yeah,
but
right.
what are you going to do, man? You don't get anywhere being a chump, so.
Right. I think it's no secret that this team is full next year. You've been here for a number of years. You're going to be looking for a ride. You got some talking to some teams. I think you'll be all right. But, yeah, what'd you think about your time here and riding the bike and everything else?
Being here at Rocky Mountain KTM has been such a fun 3 years. My bike has been good. Like, the team, I have such a good relationship with everyone. Like, I love these guys, you know? Like, I'm sad today. It's my last day on the team. It's like I'm leaving school and I'm never going to see my friends again. Right. Obviously, I'm going to see Burner. I live 10 minutes from him and I'm going to work with him still. But with all the other guys, like, we just had a good group and they truly let me just be myself, mm-hmm. which I had so much fun. My results all year were dog shit, but I had so much fun. And I'm trying. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm just halfway doing things, but it at least was fun the whole time with all the guys, you know? Right. So, bike was good. I had every opportunity to succeed. Had a rough couple of years. Yeah. So I'm thankful for my time, you know.
I think as a rider, that's all you can ask for, right?
That's all you can ask for.
Maybe more money, but yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't made shit for money in a long time, but...
But a bike and everything being professional, right?
Yeah, and everything was professional, and the guys respected me and treated me well, and I just really, really enjoyed my time here. So I'm super grateful. I got 3 years to try to prove myself, you know? It's incredible. Like, they gave me a chance even after last year with all the stuff that I went through, so... It's a beautiful thing, man. They gave me space when I was going through my weird sabbatical there. Like, just, I felt respected, you know? And that's really the most important thing. So I enjoyed it, man. I had a hell of a time here. I'm going to miss these guys like crazy. But obviously, I'll see them around.
Right. My favorite part of today was when you and Will tried to hug Jericho and he wasn't having it. That was my favorite part of the day. He got visibly uncomfortable. That was great.
Me and Derek are beefing right now. Yeah. He canceled on the friend's vacation next weekend, which is pretty messed up, if I'm being honest. So we called a truce for the day because we've been beefing. So we called a truce for the day. He came up and he gave me a hug. It's been a thing for 2 years. He won't do it.
Right.
Gave me a real hug.
Wow. Okay.
And then obviously, like, you give me an inch with that, I'm trying to take a mile. Yeah. So he pulled up. He walks up and we're all talking over there. And me and Will were like, it's time for a double team hug. And Derek did not like that much. But that's not my problem.
No, it's not.
You should have just accepted it and enjoyed it.
Exactly. Thanks for this, man. Appreciate it. Good luck. Whoever you ride for next year, I'm sure you'll be a fun guy to be around and honest and open. And so thanks, man.
Right on. Thank you, Steve.